Hello.
Welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast, where our mic quality is always shit, no matter what. It's just the truth. It's
school equipment.
Okay. Yes.
This is not.
So, what's the deal?
With what? What's the deal with what?
The deal is, I'm ovulating, right?
All right.
So.
That's just, okay.
What does that mean to you?
A lot of negative things.
I think it means a time for reflection, reminiscing, being nostalgic.
Really?
It's so nothing to do with it.
When you. All right, I'm not gonna.
You don't have to. Bit's over. Just thought it'd be funny, whatever. Anyways,
well, I was gonna say it's gonna be too gross.
Okay. I've got the card game that we used to play. We're not really strangers. And I thought it'd be a nice time, you know. I should have had not so much of a hot opening, like cold open. I feel like that's
okay. I need the headphones.
We're having audio troubles, and she can't hear herself, and I can't hear myself. So. What made me think of this was not the fact that my ovulation starts today.
Okay.
But indeed, you know, the timing. It's the last week of classes.
It is.
It's showtime. It's fucking gonna go down.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified.
Dude. It's gonna snow. I'm not ready for this week.
It's like already going in low 30s outside. Come on, man. Is it not working still?
I'll take a deep breath. I'm gonna start freaking out.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
It's okay.
Distract me from this. This is so annoying.
Yeah, it's just, and then it's gonna be finals week. And then for me, I don't even have a moment of rest. Like, immediately next 2 Sundays from now, I'm out of here. Mm. I'm going on a little vacay,
mm-hmm.
seeing my fam
mm-hmm.
for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'll be back, and then I'll have a month to essentially, I'm not gonna have a break because I'm just gonna be here starting the stuff for my final semester.
Right.
Getting a head start on that because I need it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm fine right now because I think a lot of people, happens in the art department, okay, let me give you a little breakdown,
mm-hmm.
is the BFA show, Bachelor of Fine Arts exhibition for all BFA students,
mm-hmm.
happens. It's required, pretty much. And the whole point of going here is that you're building up your work to be the best that it can be so that you can put it in this gallery, and you just have a show, you know. I don't know if you're graded on it, but it's just like, you know, getting you used to the process of having deadlines and putting work in a gallery, you know, and having a show and an opening. So usually everybody's always freaking out, like trying to get shit done for the BFA show. That's right. All you hear in Tyler Hall's, oh yeah, I gotta get this done for my BFA show. And ever since I got here, I've been seeing people just running it down to the wire, and then they put up work and it's not even finished, or it's just like, you know, not their right. best quality of work.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's everybody, but it's just like, man, it sucks, you know? But I'm fine. I've been making work that I'm proud of
good.
This semester, and I don't feel like, I think I have enough. I have enough pieces to put in my
good.
Show. And
yeah.
I'm not going to even get that much space to work with, so it's like, 5 pieces, done. I'm over it. It's
right.
whatever. Now I can just, hopefully, convince my professors to be like, hey, I'm good. You don't need to pressure me. You don't need to be like, well, you got to be thinking about your BFA show. And I'd be like, dude, it's fine.
Got it covered.
Chill.
Because
if they start getting up my ass about it, I'm not going to have it. I'm going to sit them down and I'm going to say, listen.
It's going to be all over.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Because I just want to chill. I just want to use the time that I have wisely, make what I want to make, still build up my portfolio, you know, not slack off.
Right.
But you don't need to be fucking thinking like, oh, but I don't think it's going to go with everything you have in your BFA show. I'll be like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Just let me deal.
I hate that.
So... yeah, that's pretty much what my January is going to look like. It's only a month. I don't know why it seems like...
the break?
This semester was so short.
Yeah.
And there were so many, like, events and breaks and stuff that we had.
Yeah.
That it feels like we weren't even here at all.
Right.
But compared to the other semesters, they felt so long. Right. I don't know if maybe that was just because I was sad or something.
No, I was just thinking about that earlier today. Mm-hmm. It has been really short, and I had like a little bit of a breakdown this morning while I was laying in bed. Because I was like, wow, I have a lot to do, and it's only 1 week. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought...
Nails, sorry.
I thought I would have more time, but I don't. And I'm hoping that some people, some professors, cut us some slack and maybe cut some things out of the to-do. Just because I have... Good thing is that I finished and submitted my UC Berkeley application just yesterday. Yeah, it's a big celebration because this is, like, real. It's finished. I don't have to worry about that anymore. I just have to worry about when I get the news, which hopefully is in January.
It's, like, in.
It's
like
in. I submitted my application.
And do you know when they, like, start to accept people?
So, I looked it up, and it's, like, a long period. Like, it could be in January all the way to, like, April when I find out if I'm accepted or not.
So down to the wire, really.
Hmm. And, like, in January, hopefully this happens, they, like, invite certain students down.
Oh, really?
Not down, but, like, over, because it's cross-country. Yeah. But they, like, invite, like, some students, and I think they pay you to do, like, pay for, like, the flight or whatever to, like, come, you know, see
during
it.
January or, like, at a later time?
Yeah, like, January, like, they tell you that in January, and then, like, maybe, like, a certain...
Do you get to pray in someone with you?
I know.
You've been fucking tugging my leg like a little upset kid that wants some candy and trying to get me to go.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that happens, so I hope I'm one of those people. But even if I don't get that, which would be sad, but if I don't get that, that doesn't mean that I'm not accepted.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's stressful. I don't kind of want to think about it. I want to be pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good day. But anyway, that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about, like, I have 2 projects due this week and next week during finals week. And then I have 2 finals. Mm-hmm. One is a very hard final. And that's on Thursday. But even then, I still have to write a paper, like, finish writing a paper for my independent study. Which is, all of this just sucks. I don't have enough time to do all of this, all of these things. Because a lot of this stuff is complicated. Like, the one project that I'm doing, like, I can barely find anything on my subject. Like, my professor, like, asks, like, some of the, like, certain questions are, like, what the fuck? What does this even mean?
Let me just ask you.
How am I going to find this?
Yeah. Like, you have to go to a mountain, and there's a book there, and it's the only book in the world.
Yes, exactly. That's how it feels, and I'm distressed about that. And then, oh, my God. And I'm in Plant Kingdom. It's a great class, and instead of a final exam, she wants us to do a final project, like a presentation, which we don't have to present, which is fantastic. We just have to hand, like, the slides into her. But even then, that's still hard, too. Yeah. I'm doing date palm, like palm trees, because that's the fucking plant I chose. But, like, there's, like, certain, like, things that she wants that are also really hard to find. Like, photos of it, like, photos of, like, seed anatomy or seedling anatomy. It's just whole thing.
And then they don't want you to use, like, copyright images or something like that.
Yeah, it just makes it even harder. And we need, like, a, like, minimum of 10 papers. It's just, like, a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just stressful.
Do we use, I don't know, is it Google Books or something?
There's Google, like, Scholar.
Google Scholar.
Yeah, yeah, we have to use it all the time.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And I didn't even get to do... enough. I didn't get to do 3 frogs for my independent study. Mm-hmm. I did 2 frogs because it's been so busy, and they've been hard to segment.
Hard to get?
Just hard to... Never mind. This is just... I can't talk about this.
Okay.
I can't talk about it. I'm stressed too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what better... I don't know, because it's going to be so crazy, I don't know if we're going to do another episode, especially So, I don't, and then it's going to be our final semester, so I'm like, ooh, okay.
Sorry,
So I don't know if we're gonna continue the podcast because it might be too crazy for both of us, you know.
That's a good point.
We might not. Who knows? With the ever degrading quality of the studio that we're using, it's debatable whether we can, you know, stretch it out. So technically, I guess this is the final episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, you know, this is a self-reflection edition, so we could, I think we're going to pull the card and both answer the question, because it's not, like, why would you fucking play it by yourself? Anyway.
Right.
And we can decide to not, there's so many cards, we can just, like, put them away if we don't want it.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
go for it.
Alright. What purchase has meant the most to me recently? What is a purchase that I could have done without? Do you want to go first?
That's not as reminiscent as I thought it was going to be. That's more like, I don't know. A purchase that has meant the most to me recently. This is going to sound stupid. I bought a bike lock.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was just really excited that I got it because it's like a bar, like the U-shaped bar.
Yeah.
And a cord. And I just felt like I could fucking hit somebody with this. Like, not my intention, but I don't know. What, and a purchase that I could have gone without. It's hard because I justify every purchase I make.
Yeah.
I bought a thing to carry my yoga mat. It's like a, it's like a just bag. One strap, and then there's like, it's looped on both ends, so you just like, it's adjustable, and then you flip it over. But I haven't used my yoga mat in months, so I guess I could have, I don't need to carry it around, so I don't know about it.
Yeah. I haven't really purchased anything recently. No. I mean, the things I've been purchasing is, like, food related.
Did you really need that iced tea?
Yeah, I did. See, I prioritize good food, good drink over like material, like things, just because I don't know. I love food. It makes me happy. Like sometimes I go out and I'm like, I really want an iced tea. And a lot of the times I don't get to do that. So whenever I get the chance, I like to do it. And that means a lot to me. You know what? This tea.
And that's the tea.
What is a purchase? I don't know. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
It hasn't been anything.
That's a wild card. No.
These cards are busted.
No. I want something good. Which one of my mistakes taught me the most this past year? What did it teach me?
Past year?
The mistake I made? I don't make mistakes.
All right.
Past year.
This is not the past year.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be biblically.
But it happened somewhat recently, and I think about it often. It's something that I really regret, and I really hate myself for doing. I was with a friend, and another friend.
And another friend.
No, just two friends. And I made a joke that wasn't nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I didn't mean any... I didn't mean to be mean or rude or anything like that. It was just... Sometimes people don't put in a lot of effort into things.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they complain about it, but in reality,
they complain
about not doing well. And then, but it's like,
oh,
you haven't put in the effort.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I didn't mean to do this. I was stupid when I said this, but I made a mean joke and it really hurt their feelings. And it's been haunting me. This happened like maybe 2 years ago, like, but this has been haunting me ever since, because like I never mean to do that, especially when it comes to like academics and struggling in academics. I know that, and I if someone said that to me, it also hurt me, so I don't know why I would have even thought it was funny to say. But it taught me to just genuinely, like, think before you say anything. And I know you think that you're doing a good thing by, you know, being serious too a lot of times, like, trying to, like, tell them, like, how it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to do this or you're gonna not do, like, you're gonna feel bad. That's how it's gonna happen. That's gonna happen. You don't put the effort in, you're not gonna get anything good out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You think that you're doing someone a service, but sometimes you need to learn when and when not to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that taught me. And I need to be, recently I think I've lost a lot of sight on how, like, thinking about how other people might feel or how I feel about this, like, a certain situation or a certain feeling, like, I experience it. And I think I've just been so isolated recently that I think that I've just been more hypercritical of other people.
Mm-hmm.
More than I should. And that kind of just, like, clouded my, I don't know, I don't want to say empathy, but just, you know. But I learned that lesson now, and I haven't done something like that in a really long time. Mm-hmm. So that's what that taught me.
Past year, I'm trying to think. Every time I don't know why the last 4 years I keep, like, mixing things up, and I'm like, oh, I thought that happened in 2022, but no, that was 2023 or something.
Right.
So mine also might not be
that's fine.
Dated accurately.
You're not always making mistakes.
I guess I'd say that I was going through it
mm-hmm.
in the past year, and I told someone, I kind of got fed up with someone, and I just kind of told them, like, I don't really want to be friends with you anymore.
Mm.
And I did it in a very, I don't know if this is the right word, ostentatious way.
Ostentatious? I'm not to look that up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was pretty, I guess, a pretty bold way. I also laid out all the facts and my feelings and was like, I'm sick of it. Like, what's the definition?
Characterized by vulgar or pretentious display designed to impress or attract notice.
It was not like that. Wrong word. Also didn't know it started with an O.
Me neither.
Thought it was an A. Like an AU.
Like an Austin.
Yeah. Austin, whatever.
All right, continue.
And I know that in doing so, it was a big sacrifice because the friendship that we had was good, and I felt like I usually do. Like, it felt one-sided. It felt like I just couldn't really put up with the shit that they were doing. Like, it just didn't make sense to me, and I didn't want to subject myself to feeling so frustrated every time that I would watch them do something and fail at it, when I'm like, you knew that this was wrong and you did it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I just couldn't stand that. So I was like, I have to sacrifice this for my peace.
Yeah.
And it sucked doing that. And I know that it hurt them to hear me say that. I think back to it and I am like, maybe I should have just let it fizzle out. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I feel like that person was not the type to let something fizzle out like that. Like, they were very, like, they would contact me a lot. So I think it just ended the way that it ended. And I don't know. I don't know if I would categorize it as a mistake. I think it was just the wrong way to approach it.
Yeah, that's okay.
But it taught me, see, it's so difficult because my patience just ran out.
Yeah.
So for me to say, like, I should have been more patient,
mm-hmm.
I guess so. I'm not sure.
It's, you know,
it's tough.
It's the same category as, like, my, how I think about that. Like, I do the same thing. If, I don't want to hurt somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our goal is not to hurt anybody, but it's also just, if you're gonna continuously do really stupid shit and then, like, not real, like, you complain about it, or you're like, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's, you're not doing the right thing, but you keep doing something like
just
that anyway.
Just self-destructive behavior, but not.
And then you come to me, and, or, like, you make jokes about it, like, complaining about, you know, not doing well. It's infuriating and frustrating.
Yeah.
Especially as someone, like, I understand completely, like, I go through the same thing, but I try to put in a lot of effort to fix it, and mm-hmm. it's frustrating and confusing when you see someone who just won't do that.
Yeah.
And try to, like, bring you into it and make you, like, it upsets you. Like,
kind of almost making it, like, my problem, like, giving me some kind of valuable information that's like, wow, like, you told me, now I'm involved, now I know, you know, the possible outcome, and I'm
yeah.
trying to save you from it, but you're just not,
and,
you know, it's out of my control,
yeah.
and all I can say is, all I can do is just give you my thoughts.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow it, I guess it's not like that they had to follow every time that I tried to suggest something
right.
to them, but when they never took my word for it, it
yeah,
was like,
and,
this
you
is
know,
just
I mean,
draining.
At a certain point, it gets to a point where it's like, I don't care anymore, man. I don't want to fucking deal with you.
No.
I don't want to deal with this. Like, I love you, but no. Like, you
no.
do that to family members, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I do that to mostly all of my family members, except for my immediate family. Like, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do, and I know it's, like, really sad and heartbreaking, and it turns out it makes it look like you're the asshole, but, you know, that's just who you are, man. If you're not gonna stick up with bullshit, then fine. But there's always a better way to go around things. Like, we get caught up in, like, you know, anger or, like, frustration or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that takes over, and then you say something you don't mean, and it's like, oh, you know what I mean? So it's always just, like, we're the asshole. We're assholes, okay?
Well, yeah.
I'll admit.
Yeah, for sure. You can pick a card now.
It's a wild card. Ooh. What expectation have I set on someone that has been hurting me the most?
I think those people are no longer in my life.
That's good.
Like, not, they're not deceased. Just I'm not
yeah, you're just
talking to them. I used to have high expectations for a couple people, and that's why I different people from the last story I just said. But yeah, it was hurting me, so that's why I stopped.
I don't like this card.
Contact.
I don't have anything.
It's okay.
See, that was just I just explained that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wild card. Oh, this is a good question. In what ways do I want to be like the people that raised me? What's important for me to avoid repeating? Okay. Both my parents are very strong-willed, confident people. I learned not to take shit from people, from them. And that has its good and bad qualities. Just overall confidence is what I want to, like, to take away from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And just fighting for myself in general. But there's a lot of things that are important for me to avoid repeating, like their narc mentality.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll be fine with that
one.
You're not gonna repeat that one.
I know. It's just
whatever you do, do not be an arc.
Exactly. But no, this is more personal things from both my mom and my dad. Like, they both suffer from, you know, certain problems. Like trauma and whatnot, and the way that they go about it is not good, and the way that they can treat each other is really bad. I'm not going to go deep into it because
mm-hmm.
it's really none of the listener's business, but those are the things that I it's sad because I do sometimes see myself doing those things, And I have to take a step back, like, wow, I can't believe I just did that. I sound like my parents. Mm-hmm. So it's like those kind of, when I'm hurt and when they're hurt, I can see some similarity. And that's just what happens when you get raised in a certain household. And so I think that's the most important thing for me to try and avoid repeating.
Mm-hmm. In the ways that I want to be like my dad, at least, is I think I'm kind of already doing it right now. It's just the ability to be independent and the ability to be a doer, I guess. Someone call me like a do-it-yourselfer. So, yeah. Like a DIY, I was like a DIY person, they said. I'm like, okay. Just the way they phrased it was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I grew up around him mostly just seeing like, oh, there's an issue, let's do something about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good takeaway. Something I want to avoid, I think, mostly anger. Mm-hmm. Issues in a way, just like I'm trying to work on it right now, just the whole thing of bottling emotions up and then there's like a huge release.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I need to work on, but it's so easy just to not say anything. It's so easy to just deal with your feelings in your own brain and move on, and in some cases that's healthy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels better than, you know, like I don't want to have a major freak out every time I have a big emotion. Like,
yeah.
I can deal with it in a much quieter way than outbursting.
Right.
I mean, I still do that. I get overwhelmed, you know, I have a breaking point, but I think like taking it out on other people, I don't do that, and
right.
I hope to never do that. So I guess that's something I want to avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That card said, what are you putting off? And I put the card down. No. No. That was my name. No. No. What have I been sensitive to lately? Mm. Sensitive. Mm-hmm. Movies? Like TV shows? I don't know why, but I never used to cry watching movies, like in sad scenes.
Yeah.
But I recently started doing that like a couple months ago, and I'm like, wow, cinema.
Yeah.
It's just hitting hard. I'm fucking watching Luca.
Like, this is so great. The fucking little fish boys are happy now. I've always been a huge crier.
And listening to songs and getting chills, never used to experience that. But now sometimes I'll be like,
oh my god, I get that all the time. It's mm-hmm. like the best feeling.
I don't know if I tricked myself into doing that. Sometimes I'll be like, why don't I do this? And then my body starts doing that. I'm like, did I just fucking
interesting.
Placebo myself
Maybe.
Into doing that? Or am I just gradually, you know, like gaining that ability to do that? I don't know.
It's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I love crying to movies. I cried last night watching Dinner in America.
Oh.
Great film.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a hard question.
You can do the next one.
Okay. Because I'm a pretty sensitive person, so everything I'm sensitive to.
No.
Wild card.
I think they need to come out with some new additions.
Yeah, that might be good.
Well, granted, have we ever sat down and tried to make a card game?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing. But I feel like this. Never mind. I don't want to.
It's a good cause.
Console anybody. Alright? Yeah, oh yeah, that's. Because
we've
already
talked about
some of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Repeats. We don't want to keep people entertained.
This is interesting. What have I always accepted as true that turned out to be false?
Always. I guess hope for the world. I used to be very hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, I guess a young activist in my mind and a douchehead, but I felt I felt deeply about, you know, concerns about rights and climate change and all that.
Yeah.
But now it just feels like I've been fucking wrung dry of hope. I'm just like,
it's hard when there's nothing immediate or truly significant that you can do, especially
time. I could also say that adults know everything,
right? Oh, that's a,
like,
big one.
Growing up and realizing that's false, and that it's like, oh shit, this is everyone's first time being alive, no matter what. Like, wisdom is there,
yeah.
But you know,
yeah,
it's not the end all be all.
In fact, a lot of adults are not great.
Not it.
But no, similarly, I was thinking, like, when you get older, when you go to college, you know, all these, you know, big milestones or whatever, that you're gonna know what you want to do, you're gonna actually be able to get a job and do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. It's gotten worse. People don't want to hire.
But they're understaffed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they want to hire people that are impossible, almost. Like, you want to work at a zoo? Well, you need experience of working at a zoo.
Yeah, you can't. That's dumb.
That's true.
I know.
And one of my friends literally said that to me. That, because she wants to work at a zoo.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, the job market, this is politics.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it. We all know.
The job market right now, the unemployment rate.
I've become a lot in tune with politics recently. Just because I was so angry before.
Yeah, it's hard to not.
It's hard to ignore
as
an adult.
Exactly.
Upcoming adult.
Yeah, I'm trying. I think I said this already. I like listening to NPR, but
love
it's
it.
Only because of the bass and the way that they say things. They're like, oh yeah, welcome back to NPR.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I hear like the stuff happening around the world. I'm like, all right, turn
yeah,
off.
I can't listen to it. It's just so, I don't need that anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I already got my mom.
What's become more important to me recently than ever before? Oops. Need a moment?
Yeah, see, these questions are kind of hard.
Self-reflecting is hard. I think, for me, it's the people that I surround myself with.
Yeah.
Because that reflects who you are as a person indefinitely, you know? And then, you know, if you hang out with people that are doing bad things, you're more inclined to join in. Not just like via peer pressure, but it's just, you know, people mirror each other all the time.
Exactly.
Without even understanding it. Right. So, and just, it's been important for me to, like, just listen to my feelings more of, like, I started just saying things out loud instead of thinking them, I guess, being like, wow, I'm really having a good time right now.
Awesome.
Or I really like this pair of socks, you know,
mm-hmm.
something like that, you know?
No, I like that.
More just factual about things, or just matter of fact of, like, you know what? I feel sad right now. And what am I going to do about it? You know,
right.
Then I'll do X, Y, and Z. So, yeah, I don't know what that's called, if that's just being more attuned to my body and my feelings, but that's what I've been enacting upon and trying to make happen.
No,
so.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. For me, it's more of remembering and feeling more, I'm trying to get my self back, if that makes sense. I feel over the past 4 years of me being in college, I've lost a lot of things that I really, really enjoyed about myself. It's sad, but it's true. And I think I'm just trying, what's important to me is just trying to find a way to get that back. And, you know, I might, like right now, I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm just going with the flow. And but with that goal of like, be more aware of what I'm doing or what I want to do and try to do the things that I used to enjoy.
Going back to your roots.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard. It's really hard, especially when I'm so busy and I kind
of
feel depressed.
You're also growing and changing at the same time, so.
Yeah, but I don't mean like, I'm always growing. Like, here's the thing. Like, I always have this conversation where it's I'm always trying to find myself and I'm always going to be different. And I was talking about peeking with Joe the other day. Like,
peeking around the corner in
no,
the windows.
No, I mean like peeking in like high school.
Oh,
like you've peaked, like
doubly.
But and I make myself like I realize like that I
you
have not
did peaked. Not peak in high school.
I didn't like, see. I get worried about that stuff. Like, what if I designated it? Because I'm always growing. I'm always changing.
Yeah,
and I notice that now more than ever. And sometimes that's not a good thing. Sometimes I let, you know, my anxiety and whatever, depression, whatever, like, you know, take control of me. And I'm just trying to get out of that is all. I'm not trying to go back to, like, what I was, like, when I was, like, 18, obviously. But, you know, like, who I am.
What I enjoy.
Like, what I enjoy hasn't changed. I love movies. I love entertainment. I love music. That has not changed. I'm just trying to be more involved and connected to that now, like I used to be, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Hey, Jane.
No.
Miles getting low. It's okay. We have a couple more minutes.
I don't like that question.
Cards are very shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to feel the silence when you're reading.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
I already have such a hard time concentrating on things, so.
Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, what have I accomplished recently that would have shocked me a year ago?
Oh.
I gotta fix this.
Accomplished. I think fucking sticking it out. being, I guess, the more and more that I do things independently, I guess. No, it wouldn't. I. You know what? Hold on. I don't know if it's accomplished, but just the sense of feeling normal and feeling content doing things by myself and not feeling like shit every time I do that. Like, oh, I could totally be hanging out with someone right now, but, you know, I'm alone or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely, because I used to be very people-orientated, extroverted.
Sure.
I wanted to hang out with people, like, all the time.
Absolutely.
And I didn't really know how to hang out with myself. So I'm so comfortable now. And I think it would, I just think it'd be a shocker. Also, the amount of work that I've pumped out that I'm proud of, that's not just, like, a color wheel or something. Like, it's actual artwork that's, you know, that the freedom that I have, you know, and having my own studio and my own space and, again, my own independence. So.
Yeah. I feel like this. I don't like the.
You picked
ago.
It.
No, see, I like
you don't
the
like
question.
America. What'd you say?
Let's
dinner
not.
In America.
Let's not. I just don't like that a year ago. I feel like this question might have more impact if it was like 4 years ago. Or...
I was thinking freshman me.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking last year, no.
I just, that's all. But yeah, no, I'm a successful scientist.
With bottles and chemicals and changing colors. And
I'm going to be a paleontologist. Now see, if you asked a younger Sonia back in, like, I'm going to go farther than freshman year. I'm going to say, like, high school. You ask young Sonia, like, what are you going to do? She doesn't know. She never knew. She, last minute applied to colleges. Like, it was a whole thing. I thought I was going to be in psychology. I thought I was going to be a psychologist. But even then, maybe 2 years ago, I was not even in zoology. I was a cinema and screen studies major.
That's right.
So, you know, if you asked that, Sonia, she'd be like, yeah, I'm going to be a director or something. I'm going to be in entertainment. Mm-hmm. But then now you're going to ask a year ago, Sonia, like, what are you going to do? I'm going to be a scientist. And that's why I'm just going to stick to you right now. To Sonia right now is shocked that I'm as successful as I am in science, just because I thought I've always struggled with, you know, self-deprecation and just not appreciating myself. So it's always just like, I'm stupid. I could never do this, but I'm doing it right now. And I'm going to get a PhD and I applied to fucking UC Berkeley. Like,
so were you applied to how many colleges at first?
I applied to maybe 5.
And now you're only
to one grad school.
Place.
How crazy.
I just think it's ironic.
I know. But I'm also going to apply to UC Davis, even though the person that I talked to whose lab I want to join in was like, I don't really have that much money, but you can try and apply.
Mm.
I'm going to do it anyway just to see. But And I'm also just saying, like, my self-fulfilling prophecy is that I am going to UC Berkeley, and I am going to get my PhD there, and I'm going to be a paleontologist.
The little brush and pan.
Exactly, that's what I want to do. I just want to be on my knees all day for hours on end in the fucking blaring heat.
Grime, sand.
That's what I want.
Bone!
So you get it.
You're going to find the first dinosaur. It's already found. Never mind.
But now that would be great.
Has it already been found?
The first dinosaur?
The first I don't know. I'm thinking of something. I don't know. There's
fucking. I could always find a new species.
Right.
That's what I really want.
I was just thinking bigger than that. A dinosaur is one thing. The first dinosaur? I don't know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
unfortunately, a lot of dinosaurs have been found since I've been born.
I don't. Maybe it's like a trivia thing that I'm trying to remember, but yeah.
That's true. I'm going to find the first dinosaur,
ask
guys.
Me. Listen.
Let me look up when the first dinosaur was found.
I think that's what I'm trying to think is the first ever dinosaur that was found, not existed.
Discovered. All right, 1824.
1824. And they thought it was, yeah. I'm going to, ugh.
What?
Nothing. Just subscriptions. Yeah. I thought you already had, don't you have, like, the waiters for fishing and stuff?
No, but I also should get that.
I've never seen you in overalls.
I know. No one's ever seen me in overalls.
Don't get the short ones.
I want this cheetah print one. I don't know. I just like it.
Oh, it almost looks like a camo.
Yeah,
you can
right?
rock a camo one.
Oh, man, I love camo.
Yeah.
I love my camo pants. I got 2 pairs right now. I'm going to add to that collection.
Alright, I'm gonna ask the final question.
Alright.
No more, I put the cards away. Sorry, my earring is falling out. Whoops.
I gotta get. Never mind.
Okay. Do I know what the final question is?
No.
Not really, but I'm trying to think of it. What's, you know what? Here we go. In light of, you know, I'm gonna take us back. Our whole college experience has been summed up as kind of shitty. I will say that. I think our college experience has been, like, shitty.
It has been shitty.
Like, emotionally, this, for anyone who has been listening, if anyone at all, for the whole time, I know that this podcast has been a time capsule, at least for us. And everything that we've gone through, all the feelings that we had, all the opinions that we used to have that we don't anymore. Like, I'm thinking back to the first episode, which was in my
my
garage that had like a little bedroom. Yes. And we had the fucking Yeti mics.
And I said something really gross.
I don't remember what it was. You know what? It doesn't matter.
Okay. It doesn't matter. All right, you're right. That's not me anymore.
But we were just like, I wish that we could just like, you know, walk in and interrupt that moment and be like, hey guys, what's
yes,
up?
Yes.
You're gonna be okay. And I know it's kind of, I guess, a little preemptive because this is the end of our first senior semester and not like the final moment of us graduating, which will feel also bittersweet, I think. But, you know, like, I just want to give us both credit that we've grown so much and we've dealt with so much and we're still here and we've come out on the other side.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm treating this like it's the last episode. So if this is like a dramatic fucking anticlimactic ending and we decide to continue, then it'll be funny. But, you know, most likely not. Yeah. What's one thing you're going to miss from this whole college experience? You could like dig real deep and find something good out of this whole thing. What would it be?
It's just, and I talked about this with Joe, how I'm gonna really miss the professors. It might be a strange thing to say, but I have some really, really great professors. And when I was thinking about it, like, made me cry. Like, I'm not gonna see these people. I'm probably not gonna see these people really ever again.
Right, unless you come to like the alumni fucking parties or whatever.
Right. But yeah, I love these people that I have gotten to work with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the huge thing I'm gonna miss. Genuinely. Because I've spent all my time with them. And even like, people I don't have anymore, like Dr. like Tiffany Dieter, who's a cinema professor. Like, I love her to death, and I'm not gonna see her again. Well, maybe not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's just sad. It's always the people, losing the people, it makes me really, really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's mine.
Well, I can't say the same. I think I'm having to dig deep right now because I don't even know how to answer my own question.
It's a hard question just because
I don't know if this counts if I'm answering my own question right, but the moments where I would be, I guess, hopeless, but hopeful at the same time. And I'd have these moments a lot in the beginning. I just felt so much. And there's these specific, like, if you gave me a map of campus, I could pinpoint these little moments where I've had a moment with myself alone, like just listening to music or just being in silence, where I would just look out to whatever I'm looking at and just be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's that moment of not knowing what's coming next, you know?
Hmm.
And I don't know, just feeling like, wow, what's future me gonna do? You know, how am I gonna feel coming out of this? Just that, those, I'm gonna miss the moments that I reminisced about the possibilities ahead of me, I guess. And just where I felt like it was the end of the world, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in those places specifically, like, I can fucking go to any of those locations and be like, yeah, I remember this, I remember that. Like, I was talking with this person, or I remember this conversation I had with myself in my head. Or sometimes I would digital journal, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I would voice record myself. So I'd turn the voice recording on and put it up to my ear like I was talking to someone. Or I guess I was on the phone. It's like a one-sided phone call with myself. Yeah. And I haven't listened back to those, but I hope that I do in the future. And feel silly because it's like, why was I worrying about that? But I think there's a lot of profound things that I said to myself that I was like, wow, you know, that's a big, big question. That's a big thought, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Unfortunately, I have to go.
No.
So, little quick stop. But
that's fine.
Yeah. If there's anyone out there, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
And I think that's it.
See you.
See you maybe one more time. Maybe. See you maybe never. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll come
maybe
back.
Maybe this is a poetic ending.
Maybe we'll come back with a new style.
Maybe.
New name.
Perhaps.
Better mics.
Maybe it's just our own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.